Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. To protect the Yadus, His personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead Vishvatma, the supreme soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Purport. The word Bhagavan api Vishvatma viditva kamsajam bhayam are mentioned, are commented upon by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Bhagavan Swayam is Krishna. Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam. He is Vishvatma, the original super soul of everyone, because his plenary portion expands as the super soul. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Kshetragyam trapimam vidhi sarva kshetrishu bharata. Lord Krishna is the Kshetragya, or super soul, of all living entities. Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gornitai ki jai. Lord Krishna is the Kshetragya, or super soul, of all living entities. He is the original source of all expansions of the personality of Godhead. There are hundreds and thousands of plenary expansions of Vishnu, such as Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. But here in this material world, the Vishvatma, the super soul of all living entities, is Kshirudakashaya Vishnu. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddesher junatishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of all living entities, O Arjuna. Krishna is actually Vishvatma by his plenary expansion as Vishnu Tattva. Yet because of his affection for his devotees, he acts as super soul to give them directions. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. The affairs of the super soul pertain to Kshirudakashaya Vishnu, but Krishna took compassion on Devaki, his devotee, because he understood her fear of Kamsa's persecution. A pure devotee is always fearful of material existence. No one knows what will happen next, for one may have to change his body at any moment. Tata dehantara prapti. Knowing this fact, a pure devotee acts as in such a way that he will not have his life spoiled by being obliged to accept another body and undergo the tribulations of material existence. This is bhayam, or fear. Bhayam dvitya biniveshita syat. This fear is due to material existence. Properly speaking, everyone should always be alert and fearful of material existence. But although everyone is prone to be affected by the ignorance of material existence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always alert to the protection of His devotees. Krishna is so kind and affectionate toward His devotees that He helps them by giving them the intelligence by which to exist in this material world without forgetting Him, even for a moment. The Lord says, Tesham evanukam partham aham agyana jam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana dipena vasvataha. Out of compassion for them, I dwelling in the in their hearts, destroy the destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. The word yoga means link. Any system of yoga is an attempt to reconnect our broken relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are different types of yoga, of which bhakti yoga is the best. In other yoga systems, one must undergo various processes before attaining perfection. But bhakti yoga is direct. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana shradavan bhajate yomam samim yukta tamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. For the bhakti yogi, a human body is guaranteed in his next existence, as stated by Lord Krishna, Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bhijayate. Yogamaya is the spiritual potency of the Lord. Out of affection for his devotees, the Lord always stays in spiritual touch with them. Although otherwise, his Maya potency is so strong that she bewilders even exalted demigods like Brahma. Therefore, the Lord's potency is called Yoga Maya. Since the Lord is Vishvatma, he immediately ordered Yoga Maya to give protection to Devaki. All right. The verse reads again. Bhagavan api Vishvatma viditva kamsajam bhayam yadunam nijanathanam yogamayam samadhishat. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead Vishvatma, the Supersoul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukham Kaloti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurundinatarinam. This verse is wonderful, and the purport is even more wonderful. As I listened to a very nice lecture by His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj on the same verse, and he's saying that this verse is very rich. That's the exact words he uses. Prabhupada, the purport is very rich. Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, is giving his explanation of this verse. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, because in the beginning of the verse, of the purport, he says, This verse is commented upon by Srila Sanatana Goswami. So following in his footsteps, he is giving his purport. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, this is like old wine in a new bottle. So the previous acharyas, they always repeat the words of their predecessors. They don't change anything. Now, when we say that they don't change anything, we don't mean that they're like parrots. They don't repeat just like parrot, because the parrot, he may repeat the words of someone, but they don't necessarily understand the meaning. The previous acharyas, they give the same content, but it may be repackaged. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, he very strictly follows the previous acharyas. Now let us sift through this purport, because it's got very significant meaning. First of all, Prabhupada focuses on two words, Bhagavan and Vishvatma. So Bhagavan, Krishna is Krishna Stu Bhagavan Svayam. This is a line from one of the most significant verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the Paribhasha Sutra. Paribhasha means that this is the controlling verse. Everything is focused on this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse appears in the third chapter of the first canto. It's verse number 28. And in that verse, it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Svayam. Svayam means personal. Personally appears as Bhagavan. Now, there's one word in this particular verse which is very important. It's the word tu. So the verse says, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Svayam. Now, what does that mean? The word tu means but. So why did it say but? In the third chapter of Bhagavatam, first canto of Bhagavatam, are listed the different incarnations of God. Like, for example, there's this famous verse from Brahma Samhita, Aramadi Murti Shu Kalaniyamena Tishtan Nanavatara Makarat Bhuvane Shukintu Krishna Svayam Sambhavat Parama Pumanyo Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So in this verse also, it is said, Kintu Krishna Svayam. So Krishna has numerous incarnations, avatars. He comes in different millenniums, in various forms. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in this Paribhasha Sutra, it says, but of all these incarnations, of all these forms, Krishna is Bhagavan Svayam. Svayam means in his original form, himself. So you know that there's a, probably you probably know, especially those of you who come from a Hindu background, from Hindu families, that in India there's a very grave misconception, very deep misconception that Krishna is one of the avatars. Krishna comes through Vishnu. But in this verse, in the Bhagavatam, it says that all the avatars actually originate in Krishna. they come from Krishna and not that Vishnu is the origin of Krishna. So this is especially elaborated here upon. And also another word that's used here for Krishna is Vishvatma. Vishvatma means the original super soul. It's the super soul or the soul of the whole universe. Vishva means the universe. So these are very significant names of Krishna and Bhagavan. Now Bhagavan, you all know that the word Bhagavan means the one who possesses all Bhaga. My name also has Bhaga, Bhagadatta. It has a very similar meaning. And Bhagavan means one who possesses in full all six opulences. Krishna is the most beautiful, the most powerful, most renounced, most intelligent or has the full knowledge. And like that, Krishna has six opulences. And no one can equal Krishna. Actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's many personalities who are being described. And there's a lot of devotees being described and various incarnations of Krishna. And their qualities are exaggerated in a sense that not that they're not great as they are described, but there's exaggerated in the sense that Krishna's qualities of his incarnations are described in a very vivid and very complete way. And of all these different personalities that are being described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, Bhagavan, the original form of Krishna, is the most, is the supermost excellent form of Krishna. It means that he excels everyone else in every quality. For example, Krishna is the most beautiful. Everyone is attracted to Krishna. Even Narayanan, there's a description by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that Krishna in the form of Narayan, who resides in Dwaraka, he was hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan and he was very attracted by these pastimes. So, and you know that the gopis, they are most attracted to Krishna in his original Swayam Bhagavan form. There's this famous account when the gopis were performing the rasa dance with Krishna, and at one point Krishna left them. So they started looking for Krishna. And they came upon Lord Narayan, the form armed Lord Vishnu. But when Krishna saw them, the two extra hands, they started disappearing because they wanted to worship Krishna in that specific form of Krishna in his two-handed form. So Bhagavan, he is here is used the word Bhagavan, but also there's the word Vishvatma. Vishvatma is Krishna who is in the heart of everyone. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. So Krishna in the form of Paramatma resides in the heart of everyone. Actually, the form of Krishna who is in the heart is Kshiruda Kshaya Vishnu. It's an expansion of the original form of Krishna. But in this verse, we learn from Srila Prabhupada that in the case of his pure devotees, Krishna appears in his personal form, not as Kshiruda Kshaya Vishnu, but in the specific form that the devotee worships him in. And in this case, out and here in the purport, Prabhupada says, out of his affection, let me find it. Yes, out of his affection for his devotees, the Lord always stays in spiritual touch with them, although otherwise his Maya potency is so strong that she bewilders even exalted demigods like Brahma. So Krishna, because he loves his devotees very much, he appears in their heart not as the original, like four-armed Narayan form, but he appears himself in his original Svayam Bhagavan form. And why does he have to appear in the heart of his devotees? He appears in the heart of his devotees to protect them. And especially in the case of this verse, this is a description of the account when Kamsa was planning to kill his own sister, Devaki. So Krishna appeared in the heart of his devotee to protect Devaki and Vasudev from the atrocities of Kamsa. Now, the Lord personally appears in the heart of his devotees because he loves them so dearly. And you know that in our lives we experience in many occasions the personal protection of the Lord. Now, I want to ask you to give me your opinion of how does the Lord protect his devotees. Can you give an example, or can you cite some examples in your personal life? How does the Lord protect us, or protect his devotees? Anyone? Yes, Srinivas Prabhu. What, the earth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Interesting. You're giving a scientific kind of evidence. And according to the scientists, I'm not sure if that's the way it is according to Shastra, but according to the scientists, our earthly planet is a globe and it's spinning very quickly, right? Very fast. And still, we're not flying in space. We are attached to the surface of the globe by the law of gravity, the power of gravity, okay. So you're saying that if it were not for the Lord's mercy to arrange for the power of gravity to keep us on the surface, we would be thrown out in space. Okay, interesting. Any other suggestions? Yes, back to Ruben. In the sense that you meet someone and they tell you that they wanted to have some connection with God. Okay. So Krishna, in the heart of everyone, makes the arrangements that people would meet a devotee who present them with book about him. That's very nice. Anybody else? Did you want to say something more? Okay. So there's a follow-up. It means that there's a continuation. Okay. So you see the same person again because Krishna leads you to them, and Krishna doesn't give up on people. All right. Someone there? Okay. So sometimes Krishna cautions us through other devotees before we would make some serious mistake. So he helps us through his devotees, inspiring them from within the heart, their hearts. Okay. Someone from the ladies wants to give their understanding? Jagat Priya Mataji. So you're saying that in the course of one's devotional service, sometimes we may need help from within, that how to do this particular service in a proper way. He makes arrangements for when we do this service that we do the right thing at the right moment. Something like that? Okay. Very nice. Anyone else from the ladies? All right, so you feel on Sankirtan when you're approaching people on the street that Krishna is personally guiding you and protecting you. And that gives you the strength to take risks. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jaya, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gornitai ki jaya. All right. Thank you very much for your contributions. Yes, Krishna protects us in so many ways. Now, in this verse, we learn that although Krishna is in the heart of everyone as Paramatma, we mentioned, but in the case of his pure devotees who worship him in a specific form, especially in the case of Devaki and Vasudev, he personally protected them, appearing in their heart as in his original form of Swayam Bhagavan. Now, Krishna's protection, as we heard from all of your suggestions, comes in different shapes and forms. But Prabhupada explains in his books that he quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Hridish Sani Vishto, and also this other verse, Yoginam, Tesham Evanu Kampartam Aham Ajanam Agyanam Jam Tamaha. So, Nasham Yatma Bhavasto Gyanadipena Basvata. In this verse, in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada explains that a devotee may not be very learned according to material standards. He may not be able to quote shlokas and know very deeply all the shastras. But he says that if he is sincere, then Krishna gives him the necessary knowledge by which that devotee can attain him. So Krishna, who is within the heart of all living entities, and especially in the heart of his devotees, he manifests himself in a way that he gives the necessary directions to his devotees by which they can attain him. And Bhagavad Gita is probably the most vivid example of how Krishna protects his devotees, because Arjuna was in a very precarious condition, very difficult situation. And then Krishna, not within his heart, but in front, he was in front of him, the same Krishna, he gave him directions, instructions, by which Arjuna can act in a proper way and be saved, protected. So Krishna's protection comes especially in that form of his instructions. And sometimes devotees are found to be in very difficult situations. But in those situations, Krishna is guiding them and giving them the necessary instructions from within their heart by which they can remember him. Actually, the remembrance of Krishna is the most important kind of protection that he can give us. He helps us remember him, because remembering him will guarantee that we'll be successful in our lives. What else do we need? Krishna's protection in the sense that he saves or preserves our bodies and like that. Our bodies are not ourselves. We don't want Krishna to protect our bodies. We want him to protect our consciousness. That's more important than protecting our bodies. And in so many ways we can see how Krishna is putting us in favorable conditions, favorable situations, where we can remember him. Probably it is said that devotees are being protected in the association of other Vaishnavas. And that protection is manifest that in a way that we can be protected and feel protected when we are constantly reminded about Krishna. That's the wonderful thing about devotees association, that we're constantly reminded about Krishna. And that's why when we are in the association of devotees, we should not engage in prajalpa, but we should engage in Krishna Katha, enlightening each other. This is the beauty of the Sankirtan movement. And, everyone was trying to distribute many books, as many books as possible, in the month of December. And the whole idea behind the Sankirtan Marathon is to give as many people as possible the opportunity to associate with Srila Prabhupada through his books. That's the whole idea of Sankirtan. Because there's so many conditioned souls who don't get the opportunity to associate with Vaishnavas, but when you give them a book, they get an opportunity to associate personally with Srila Prabhupada. And what better association than Prabhupada's association? And he is still the best preacher of everyone. How many of you joined because you read a book of Prabhupada? Almost everyone. You see? And sometimes, people come to the temple because someone invites them, or maybe they get prasadam, or they see devotees on the street, and they come to the temple. But when they come to the temple, unless they start associating with Prabhupada's books, they won't stay. So this even for those who come by other means to the association of devotees, they can stay here because of Prabhupada's mercy. So Krishna is in the heart of everyone, and he guides them by giving them remembrance and knowledge, the knowledge that they require in order to attain Him. And this is the significance of today's verse, that Krishna in the heart of Devaki, He protects His devotees as Paramatma. And this is the action of Yoga Maya. You see, Yoga Maya is there to help devotees have wonderful relationships with Krishna. And because Yoga Maya is the personal potency of the Lord, Krishna uses Yoga Maya to constantly guide and protect His devotees. And here in this instance, we'll hear tomorrow or in the next Bhagavatam class, whenever it is, what Krishna says to Yoga Maya. All right, I will stop here because time is advancing, and there's 5 minutes left. If anyone wants to share their realizations or maybe ask a question regarding what we've been discussing today.